The Buffalo Bills traveled to New England on Sunday to face the Patriots. They went there with high expectations, but came home with a 37-16 loss, dropping them to 8-7 on the season. Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us this morning. Matt, what happened?
It was a frustrating result, to be sure, but the Bills were surprisingly competitive for the first three quarters. In fact, the Patriots looked downright beatable in the early going. Brady was uncharacteristically missing throws, including an interception return for a touchdown taken in by Bills safety Jordan Poyer. Everything seemed to be setting up well for the Bills, with the exception of officiating, at least. And while it wasn't even close to the reason why the Bills lost on Sunday, the inconsistency, bad calls, and heavy tilt toward the Patriots certainly didn't help. This terrible officiating was capped off by a Kelvin Benjamin touchdown that was inexplicably called back. The standard of reversal on a play like that is incontrovertible evidence that Benjamin did not get both feet down, since the call on the field was a touchdown. No such evidence existed, and the NFL just once again embarrassed itself by leaving fans and observers guessing as to how these rules are applied and why so often they seem to be applied in favor of New England. Again, though, despite those poor calls, the Bills, they had only themselves to blame for their collapse. Even though they were tied at halftime and down by just one touchdown entering the fourth quarter, they hit a wall and became the Bills we've all grown to know and, well, hate, when sloppy tackling, poor play calling, and all around just bad play led to a 14-0 final quarter to cap off the letdown.
Who stood out, for better or worse, in what seemed like a tale of two games?
Yeah, so I have to give credit to a family friend, Dave Ruck, who I was chatting with on Christmas Eve over, let's just say, a few bourbons. And I think he summed up the problems with the Bills' play perfectly. He said the Bills had three problems. One, Tyrod Taylor. Two, play calling. And three, I don't think he had a third, but his third was actually appropriate. He just said Tyrod Taylor again. This is so appropriate, not because it's a harsh criticism on Taylor. He's not bad, but that's the problem in a game like Sunday. If at some point the Bills want to turn the corner and take that next step, they need better quarterback play than simply not bad. Taylor has proven himself as a capable average starter in this league, but does anyone think that he has what it takes to consistently beat the league's best teams? Or, I mean, forget about consistently beating them. He doesn't have what it takes to beat them once in a while when it matters. And yesterday was just more evidence of how the Bills need to and are likely to move on from Taylor after the season. But to be fair, play calling and defense didn't do much to hold up their end of the bargain either. McDermott was conservative when he needed to pull out all the stops in order to go on the road and beat the defending Super Bowl champions. And he was timid. Just because the Bills didn't convert their first attempt on fourth down was no excuse for not trying again later in a close game. Hopefully this will be a learning experience for the young coach to build upon moving forward. I guess that's all you can take from it. And finally, while the defense was solid through much of the game, they fell apart at halftime or after halftime in that they just couldn't get off the field and gave up big play after big play. And to cap it off, I hammered this message home on Friday. If the Bills had any chance at an upset, they need to figure out a pass rush. And it just never happened, and they just couldn't compensate for that deficiency.
Matt, there's just one game left for the Bills in this regular season. What does this loss mean for their playoff chances?
Well, it certainly makes for more of an uphill battle, but one we expected before heading into New England. Not much else fell in favor for the Bills when it came to other games around the NFL. But the reality is that if the Bills win on Sunday against Miami, they have a very realistic coin flip chance to make the playoffs still. We'll take a deeper dive into those scenarios on Friday, but they are still alive if they can get some help. And to me, that really was what Sunday's game represented. It was more of the same. It was another year when the Bills just couldn't get it done, and they need to rely on help for an outside chance at those playoff scraps. It's this type of ingrained culture that fans want to see change. Getting to 9-7 shouldn't be enough to qualify as a successful season. Standards really need to be higher at some point. This needs to change for the Bills to really have a chance to turn the corner. They aren't there yet, but it does feel closer, I think.